Almost a flat. feeling. I have gone down and last night I was at a big dinner when this thing was discussed at great length. But I don't think any one of those writers is one of those terrific human problems we've got to face and we've got to go with great patience. Then it's trial and error to see where we come out. That's very difficult. I don't think you can assume anything about the situation. But I do believe this. The as long as you can assure that West Tennessee is not going to fall under the domination of Russia, then you have got every reason for strengthening and building up the West. Yeah. Now, the problem is how to assure that nothing will happen to throw Western Germany into the orbit of Russia. Then, if you could do that, then I'd say, well, it's the large state advantage to allow her to go up herself and the other go up.
I know just as a president, a new president,
oh, yes.
Very well, he holds me so much now, just now. I like him very much. His wife holds me too. Get a
hug. I got a letter this morning from King Peter, this young lad. He's about 28 down in Yugoslavia. Well, I don't know why he's up with this.
I also don't know.
Ex-king, don't be much to do.
Yeah. I also think that a war will come one day. Russia is in some way obscure for to me.
Well, the question we've always got, the Russia's influence in Eastern Europe, will that those people will break away like Tito and so far. If you see a Poland and Czechoslovakia, and let's say Hungary, would break away from not necessarily from the communistic theory, but from the allegiance to Moscow, it would be a very great thing for the future peace of the world. Russia then would have a problem at home, which she does not now have. But it may be too much to hope for.
Yeah. The people is not bad.
No. Oh no. They want a chance to make a living on the cover of this. It is torn up in a terrible condition with their knowledge. They may come to see, they may make a better living than by going to the West. That's the great burden of responsibility there with the on our faces.
Yes.
But I think that my own belief is that the people of any generally enlightened nation are about the same as they are in another, except that when you've gone through a whole, almost a generation,
yes,
of the kind of thing that Germany has gone through, they have been denied the right of other people to think about the same things, to study the same things, to teach their children the same things. Therefore, there are people that always have to be educated themselves before they understand what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you say you're going back to Europe soon.
I will go join here. Yes, I have to go. I will go. You know, the United States. Because the United States needs this. Very well. I talked a few days ago never see him again.
Well,
give him a med shot.
What's that?
Give him a med shot.
No.
He's in some way, so. I think you're asking. No things are worth, no hating it. Work with him. I'm an American. Same as him, and I'm a bombard. The problem has been shown. I've worked for my father, and I've worked for my new father.
Yeah.
My grandfather's been again. I've seen him. A good American I am, too.
Your grandfather?
Yes.
My parents were apparently in that religious group that joined on the, you might say, the Luther Rebellion and came on in that region. They were, at least they were driven out of or left the German in 1630. And they went to Switzerland first, where they lived about 100 years. And then went into Holland, and from Holland shipped to America in about 1740. Now the queer thing that on my mother's side, that on my father's side, my grandparents or my forefathers left Europe about the same time.
Well, I
actually, one of them, my father's side, went to Pennsylvania and became what we call the Pennsylvania Dutch. My mother's family went to Virginia and was raised down what we call the Valley. In the war, the last great war, there are many, many swords and old sabers picked up on the battlefield. And all they were around me, was just, they were no good anymore, but people would use them anymore, but they still were kept apparently as some kind of ceremonial implements or tool by many of the German forces. And they named Eisenhower in Germany. How they spelled their name in the ancient German way, not quite the same way. And but they had a name then when I said it. So many sergeants or soldiers would pick up these little papers somewhere. They find the stamp name. They were sent to me as a curiosity. I must have gotten a heart attack. Anyway.
But I think we'll have to go again.
Well, it's going to be a most terrible thing. I don't know how civilization is coming out of it.
Yes, I think so too, but we couldn't. We'll come, I think. If you have time one day, I'll go and see you. I would like to talk to you what I think.
Well, yes, it's a very tragic thing to come for you, but I'll tell you that.
Tragic, but it's tragic, but we'll come. Avoid it. My pulse is always sharp. We'll be afraid of Russia. I'm right. I'm right too.
Well,
I think somebody will come, Mr. Schultz. I wouldn't like to stay too long.
Okay.
Wouldn't like to stay too long. Will it take too much of your time?
Well, I don't have much time. Of course, you may have.
Yes.
You might someday, if you feel like it, write me a memorandum and just summarize your views on it. I'd like to see them. But because I mean, and talk to our own people, what we must do, what we must be prepared for. And so naturally, I like to get the views from everybody that knows something about it.
Well, they would like to talk so much. I don't like it. I don't like to talk. If you have time, I would like to tell you what I think. Because I know the whole thing very clearly.
No.
Many aspects. If you have time, I would like to. I would like to see my views.
Have you ever talked with any of our State Department or discuss these problems with them? Well, I mean down in the State Department in Washington, in foreign affairs.
I'm afraid of this political advice.
Write it in German. because I have in this university a fine German scholar who has translated it for me. It would be easier for you writing a memorandum in German. Then I would have, there'd be no possibility of mistake as to what it is.
Yes, but I write, wait a minute, I know something definite.
Yeah.
Definite. Yeah. That's very difficult to write.
Well, was nice having you in, sir.
I can see you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what I can be done.
Men from the State Department of Defense.
Well, the one I suggested was Mr. Kennedy, but there are many in the State Department or in our Army, down there, in the people still in active service, or in the Air Force. Mr. Symington, or I just wondered who you might know that in our Army there's any number of people we've talked to, of course. But I just do you ever go to Western?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. How do you feel?